Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious, Cool, Chic Radio with Molly McCord. That is me, and we have just celebrated our 300th episode. That actually happened last week when I was in Seattle. And this week, we are celebrating the end of August. Raise your hand if you want August and the wild energies to be complete. Oh gosh, I think I'm laughing because it's like done crying. It's been so intense. And I've heard from many people the sadness that's come up for them, how they've been triggered, how they've been working with deeper wounds, deeper healing, deeper fears. And a part of us is wondering, when is this wave going to subside? Well, this is the gift of August, these big energies that really help us move forward. You know, we can't move forward in small ways all the time. We need these giant pushes, and that's what the eclipse did. You know, the solar eclipse was a new moon, a new start, a new beginning point. Something new is happening for you, is unfolding that we can't quite see yet. You can feel it, and I think that we sense it, and that we're getting information from our higher selves, our fifth dimensional energies, our guides, and we can feel, okay, there's movement, there's things happening, there's things changing, and I can't see it yet. And so we really have to allow our ego minds to settle down, to just calm any worries around a timeline, outcome, anything specific, and stay open to the trust, stay open to the faith, stay open to what needs to unfold in the best possible way for everyone involved. So August has been big, and please know that it's not just you. This planet has been receiving huge energy bursts, and it's very intentional. That solar eclipse across the United States, very intentional for waking up Americans to what is in our past, in our shadows, underground, what is hidden, and it's meant to shine a light on the U.S., where we've been, where we've going, what we need to move forward with. So, it's certainly been a big time. You are not alone in that. I want to offer you comfort. I want to offer you reassurance that if it's been particularly hard, emotional, anything just feels really big, please know that that is an overall theme, for August. You're not alone in that. And it can just help to know that you're not alone in that, because sometimes we get so in our own world and our own head that we think we are. So here we are, the last week of August, about to enter September, and there is more grounding in place right now that's meant to help you have a sense of what's really important for your life on a daily, purposeful way. What really matters to you? And come back to that place. Come back to what has that significance and that value. Come back to where you feel, I feel a simplicity. Where does it feel simple to focus your energy? This is one of the gifts of Virgo. Now we have the Sun in Virgo, Mercury in Virgo, and pretty soon, Mars will be in Virgo. And this energy is asking us to be aware of our daily routines, our daily world, how we are being of service to self and others, how we are being that it's the practical components. It's the purposeful. In this show description, I wrote purpose, practical, perfection, particulars. These are our Virgo words. We hone in with a very keen eye to look at where we need to focus and how we need to take care of ourselves. I feel it as a coming home, coming back to center, coming back to the earth, to grounding. The waves have been big, the energies have been big, and it's like, okay, I just want to come back to my breath. Virgo is associated with yoga. The mindfulness of yoga, the physicality, the routine, all of that. So a great time to just reconnect with any yoga practices and or just simply conscious breathing is going to help you feel more in your body. I have had crazy intense dreams all this month, very real dreams, the kind where you wake up and you know it was real, and in another dimension, another reality, it was real. And I think that a lot of our energy has been out there in other realms lately to help us grow. And that's something we need. You know, we have to step out of our human selves and move up into other energies, other dimensions, other places to grow, to remember what's possible, to remember personal mission or what lifts us up, to reconnect with love, with abundance, with joy, with what really fills us up. And so we've been doing that, right? All of that has been activated and going and strong. And now we come back to the earth, our feet are on the ground, and we are reminded of our responsibilities. The Virgo energy wants us to feel taken care of, to feel that we are also being served. And we're looking at what serves us in terms of our spiritual growth and our emotional world. And we're getting new pieces of that. Now, Mercury is retrograde. It's going to be retrograde until September 6th, so another week. And it's currently at 0 degrees of Virgo, and it's about to go back into Leo. So when Mercury moves from Virgo to Leo, we're going backwards to get more inspiration, confidence, courage. It's like we're going back to pick up more pieces that we didn't catch the first time. We're going back to look at, okay, but what really calls to my heart? Where do I feel strong? Where do I feel powerful? Where do I want to shine? And in Mercury, it's our thought patterns around this. It's how we talk to ourselves about our gifts. And maybe you were playing small, or you put some things on the back burner, or you doubted, or you didn't know what to do. There was a lack of clarity. Well, when Mercury goes back into Leo, we pick up those pieces and we fill them in with more confidence, clarity, inspiration. You get that sense of this really calls to me. Leo is associated with the solar plexus. Leo is the sun in astrology, and it's connected with our energy field through the solar plexus. And that is a power center. That's that real core energy of this is me. It's the I am energy. So next week, well, actually, I'm going to rephrase that. Starting this weekend, it's a really good time to put energy and intention into your I am energies, where you say, I am confident in my spiritual gifts. I am confident in my light and what I'm here to offer and share. So we do that. We activate that deeper within ourselves to strengthen that core energy, to strengthen that solar plexus, and to feel it growing and expanding within us. So I think it's a beautiful thing. If you've been listening to the show, you know that I've been very happy about Mercury retrograde. I think Mercury retrograde is a gift because Mercury is the fastest planet, and it can get ahead of itself. So when Mercury is retrograde, it comes back and it slows us down. We reconnect, review, revise, re-edit, reprioritize. We slow down We take our deep breaths, we collect what we need, and then we move forward again. This is all happening in the mental spaces, in our in how we talk to ourselves, in how we share information, how we think. All these Mercury realms. So I, for one, am grateful around the Mercury energy, because with everything going on, it feels like we're more in control of our minds. They're not just running off in all these different directions. They're allowing us, where we're giving time to be very conscientious and considerate with what calls for us. So there is a sense of a slowdown right now. And I feel that to be quite positive. Now, the other thing we have going on is our lovely friend Mars. He is slowing down, he is entering the final degrees of Leo. He's right now at 26 degrees of Leo. And Mars is going to be hitting 28 degrees and 29 degrees of Leo very soon. Let me give you those dates because I'm looking at my ephemeris. It's actually this weekend, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Mars in Leo is going to hit the eclipse point at 28, 29 degrees of Leo. Mars is a trigger. Mars is action-oriented. It can be aggressive. It can be angry. It's a go-getter. In its highest form, it is divine masculine energy, being very clear about what it wants and going for it. There's a sense of pride. There's leadership. There's a sense of purpose with Mars in Leo. It's a good placement of energy. It syncs up nicely. It says, this is what calls to my heart. This is what I must go for. It also has a very independent streak. It wants to create. It wants to get things done. It wants movement. So when Mars is going to make that conjunction on the solar eclipse point, it triggers that next part, that next wave of eclipse new moon energy. Now, if you haven't been consciously aware of this, it could trigger anger. It could trigger the parts of you that are unacknowledged. It could trigger what you don't have and what you want. But if you've been actively working with this energy and you're aware of what's going on and you're aware of yourself even more, then it spurs you forward and you get that I want it energy. Now, I feel like when we shift into September, I feel a release point happening where we say, oh, gosh, a relief. Like you feel that we turn a corner. But the first full week in September, it feels really strong to me. And that's because Mercury will be stationing direct and Mars is going to help us go for what we want in terms of what came up over the eclipse. So if things aren't happening right now, quote unquote, in your real world, it's because they're happening spiritually. They're happening energetically first. And it's all divine timing. And darn it, we don't control that. And thank God we don't control that. We are at times just meant to be a little bit more receptive. But the receptivity is through trust and faith and keeping the fires burning for what we want. So it's not giving up, and it's not even sitting back. It's more of this, I am in supreme trust of what is unfolding. I am in supreme trust of my life and my next steps, because I know that Spirit, God, my angels, the universe are all present in me and through me and working with me now. And I feel like that's one of the main uses of astrology, is that we understand the bigger cycles of energies and we understand how we're connected to it. Now, this point, 28 degrees, 29 degrees of Leo in your chart, is where the energies are really active for you. It's the house placement where you are receiving and working and activating these energies. And it's going to be the part of your life that keeps being triggered as Mars moves across that point, as I just mentioned, Mercury moves across that point, as I just mentioned, and then our lovely lady Venus comes through later on in September. It's about September 19th, 20th. Venus comes through and hits that 28, 29 degrees of Leo, and she brings the good feelings. She brings that sense of love, that sense of connection, that sense of confidence in self. Leo, Venus in Leo is very lovely. I think it's a wonderful placement for her because she's strong. She just entered Leo this week on Sunday, last Sunday, August 27th, and she stays in Leo until September 20th. And what this does is Venus in Leo returns us to our creative spirit, our artistic nature, our desire to express and to feel good about what we're expressing and sharing and putting out there, to feel confident. She's an actress. She's a performer. She's the entertainer who can receive other people's appreciation and compliments as long as she feels strong in who she is and her abilities. So there's a true strengthening here of that self-love muscle, that sense of these are my gifts. This is what I came here to share. This is my light. This is how I am offering that to other people with a very pure intention. So overall, I feel that as we enter and move through September, we feel a strengthening in our core, our solar plexus, and in our hearts for what really matters to us and based on who we are right now, who we are right now. So the sun is going to continue on through Virgo, of course, and as it does so, it's going to make an opposition to Neptune. Now, Neptune is currently at 13 degrees, about to go back to 12 degrees. And this is, Neptune's a slow process. Neptune is the ocean, the waves, a slower, bigger evolution of energies. Neptune is spirit. Neptune is your higher self. Neptune is your higher self. And wherever Neptune is in your chart right now is where your higher self is. I feel it as so Neptune is retrograde right now. And so I feel it as Neptune is connecting with its intuitive self, its intuitive nature. It's reconnecting with its spiritual gifts and its intuition, where you're saying, I really trust in myself more, or I really trust the messages. I really trust the bigger process of what I can't see, of what maybe feels fuzzy, foggy, out of sight. Now, this Neptune moving retrograde is going to be in effect until, let me get you a date, because Neptune moves slowly, and it'll be until November, November 22nd, 23rd, and it goes back to 11 degrees. And so Neptune is slowly moving to collect more intuitive information and energies and to work with one of the bigger cycles of energies. And what happens here is that this Neptune at 12 degrees is going to be opposing the sun at 12 degrees on Tuesday, September 5th. And this is typically a slowdown. It's typically when you want to tune out. You don't want to go to work. You don't want to focus on your daily responsibilities. You want a day off. You want to escape reality somehow. And then we have the sun here saying, well, nope, you have responsibilities. You need to take care of some things. You got to get your errands done. You got to take care of the dog and the cat and the rabbit and the kids. I think it's fascinating how this also lines up with a lot of people going back to school after Labor Day here in the States. Some schools start after Labor Day, which is the first weekend in September. And then we have this push and pull between the sun in Virgo, which is happy to start school and happy to get a new routine going and back on a schedule and let's figure out what the school year is going to be and what our responsibilities are for sports and extracurricular activities. Virgo loves organizing all that, planning it out, making it known. But when the sun in Virgo opposes Neptune in Pisces, it can feel like, I just want a break. It's all too much. I don't want to deal with reality right now. So it could be that over this weekend and next week, you feel that you're ready to start something new, and then you just want to go and do nothing for a little bit. This transit only happens once a year. And so I feel it's a good time to just make the priorities or make the to-do list smaller, knowing that early next week you might not feel that you want to get a lot done, and that's okay. It will shift. It always does. The following day, Mars goes into Virgo, and we say, okay, let's come back to what's important, what I have to get done. I need to make those doctor's appointments. I need to move things along here. So it'll change. But I think early next week, Monday, Tuesday, September 4th and 5th, it was just that sense of, okay, I don't want to overextend myself. So just to help plan your week, that could help understand where your energy's at. Now, Saturn just stationed retrograde on last Friday, August 25th, at 21 degrees of Sagittarius. This energy is slow. Saturn moves slow in general. It takes Saturn about 30 years to make a full cycle around the zodiac. And currently, Saturn is moving through Sagittarius. He's been there for 2 years. And he will complete his time in Sagittarius in December. And so from now until December 20th, we are being supported in getting very clear about our belief systems and how they support us, if they're the highest possible beliefs or if they're false beliefs, meaning are they limiting? Are they ignorant? Are they righteous? How open are you to the world and different cultures, different understandings, different philosophies, different religions? We're all being asked to look what's under the surface in this area of our life, to look at our truest and deepest belief. And if you have limiting beliefs, are you ready to do the work? Saturn's all about the work of elevating them. Now, here's a spoiler alert. As human beings, we all have limiting beliefs in some areas, whether it's money, your career, your family, your love life, pick a subject, any subject. And that's from conditioning. That's from our early childhood experiences and family legacies. That's from our own unconscious programming, that's from other lifetimes. We all have that, and we're here to shift it up. We're here to say, oh, that no longer works for me. Saturn in Sagittarius is very clear that you are ready to open. You're ready to open to more understanding, more possibilities, more, I believe, connections to love, acceptance, and unity consciousness. So as Saturn starts to move direct after months of being retrograde, we open up to what we hold true for ourselves. And I have to tell you, this hasn't been without its hurts and vulnerabilities and pain, because Saturn is also working in a square with Chiron and Pisces that's showing us the spiritual wounds and the spiritual healing. And it's a bit like you can't grow until you go into the wound. You can't really expand until you look at this stuff. So Chiron and Pisces is the stuff that maybe we didn't see, we didn't know was there. And we get this square from Saturn in Sagittarius that says, you need to look at this. You need to take some responsibility. You need to dedicate yourself to this. There's work to be done here in order to move forward. Now, that doesn't mean everyone does it, the work. That doesn't mean that you even look at it. It could be that you just escape, or you blame, self-pity, separateness. All of that gets brought up with the Chiron in Pisces. I was talking with a client earlier this week about how very few people really commit to change work. You know, it's easy to read the books. It's no problem at all to read the happy, encouraging posts that scroll through a newsfeed. But when it comes down to going into the pain or the nitty-gritty or the hurts, well, it's also easy to turn away from that. But that is, in fact, the doorway. I posted on Instagram this week about, I love the Rumi quotes, and one of the ones I posted was how the cure for the pain is in the pain. And you think, oh man, I don't want to go there. I don't want to go in there. Of course not. None of us wants to, but it's really the only way through. It's the best way through, in fact. It turns out to be the cleanest and clearest way through. So know that we are really being supported here in looking at these wounds, the deeper feelings, the fears, the vulnerable parts. And I also believe, because this is a major theme this year, Saturn and Chiron squaring each other, it's happened twice. It happens one more time the end of November. It happens at 24 degrees of Sagittarius, 24 degrees of Pisces. You really are meant to heal something at a deeper level this year. And it's not going to be a waste of time, meaning there will be the payoffs and the rewards. Saturn brings in the rewards. It brings in the sense of accomplishment and achievement when we put in the work. And it's a square right now between Chiron and Saturn, but it's going to feel more stable as we move through 2018, because that's when Saturn in Capricorn is going to show you that your work has paid off. So keep going. Keep trusting. Keep knowing that this all will come together, and it doesn't all happen on our timeline, but it is happening. It is coming together on a bigger timeline. And I hope that that can motivate you to keep going with what is right for you, and knowing that it's seen and it's loved and it's valued. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back here next Wednesday for our next show. If you are new to the program, please check out the archives, the free library of topics that I have been sharing since 2012, all kinds of different spiritual topics, consciousness, wonderful guests, healers, artists, authors, experts, all kinds of great people have been on the program. So please check those out. Please enjoy that. And I will see you next week, my friend. Take good care. Goodbye.